from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Israel overnight responding to Iran's first direct attack, striking a central Iranian city home to a military base and a nuclear facility. No word on casualties and damage. ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce has more on the Biden administration's response.
The U.S. said they would not participate in any retaliatory strikes against Iran. But that said, the U.S. has stressed and shown that it will come to Israel's defense. So the big question now, should Iran decide to strike back against Israel, will the U.S. be forced to get more involved?
The House is expected to vote this weekend on House Speaker Mike Johnson's plan for four separate bills that would provide funding for Israel and Ukraine, Taiwan as well. Four Democrats on the House Rules Committee taking the rare step of supporting the speaker, says ABC national correspondent Stephen Portnoy in Washington.
The fact that House Rules Committee Democrats had to cross the aisle to back the GOP's procedural plan for these foreign aid bills shows how perilous the situation is for Speaker Mike Johnson. The House's tradition is that the majority party holds the power and the minority has nearly none. And that's why Johnson's fellow conservatives are furious that he's been leaning on Democrats to allow the House to work its will.
There is a jury in place for Donald Trump's first criminal trial. ABC senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky says it consists of 7 men and 5 women and that 5 alternates are still needed.
The lawyers have also been sparring over whether former President Trump has been violating the judge's gag order by posting about witnesses. In fact, prosecutors said they would not reveal the names of their first witnesses once testimony gets underway, fearing, they said, that Trump would only verbally attack them.
A very close call on the runway at Reagan National in Washington.
Stop, we're 2937, stop.
We stopped, we were cleared to cross runway 4.
That from Live ATC, one air traffic controller giving the JetBlue flight permission to take off, another giving a Southwest jet permission to take off. The FAA's investigating. This is ABC News. More than 100 arrests after police in New York City broke up a pro-Palestinian protest on the campus of Columbia University. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says the protesters were charged with trespassing.
Students have a right to free speech, but do not have a right to violate university policies and disrupt learning on campus.
And at USC in California, students and faculty are protesting what they call the institutional silencing of valedictorian Aina Tassem, who is pro-Palestinian. Saturday marks 25 years since the massacre at Columbine High School when 12 students and one teacher were killed. This, as Maryland police say, they believe they avoided another school shooting.
Local police say that what many think is a cliche message worked.
You know, see something, say something.
Montgomery County, Maryland police spokesperson Shara Goff says a witness brought police what they're calling a nearly 130-page memoir detailing a mass school shooting murder, with 18-year-old Alex Yee writing he also considered shooting up his former elementary school because, quote, little kids make easier targets. Andy Field, ABC News, Rockville, Maryland.
And close to 30 confirmed tornadoes in 5 states in the nation's midsection over the past 4 days. That system has weakened a bit as it moves now into the southeast. There is no tornado, but forecasters do say there could be damaging wind and some hail in that region as the weather continues to get worse. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.